That's Bob and Dan talking.
Subway station. I'm like, crap. Well, I'm going to have to get a cab. So I go to the 7-Eleven and get some money out of the ATM. Get like 20 bucks. I know I'm going to, the cab ride's probably going to be about 10. And I decide, well, I've got another hour and a half left before the bar closes. So I end up going back and close that sucker down. And I went out to hail that cab at 3:15 in the morning.
Attaboy.
Now, and I reached into my wallet,
dumb Danny.
And I lost my ATM card, left it in the machine.
You did?
Yep. I was so drunk, I left my ATM card in the machine. Go back to the 7-Eleven, just on the chance that it's possibly still in the machine, and it's gone. So I go in and get a bottle of water, and the guy goes, hey, did you forget something? Behind the counter. I was like, dude, did you find an ATM card? And he's like, right here. So I got it back.
I left mine in the machine this weekend, too, but it ate it. No lie.
So I get the cab.
Yeah, you can make that error.
I know. Well, I had probably 50 Guinnesses, Greg.
I did mine at noon, though.
So I hit the cab, go to the hotel room, fall asleep, wake up at the crack of noon on game day, which I'm supposed to
be there at 10.
I wanted to be at the ballpark at 10, but I
woke up. Yeah, what happened to that?
Oh, my God. I woke up at 12:10 with the most exquisite hangover I'd had in years.
You should have walked into your room and turned on the light, woke your wife up.
Took your clothes off.
Yeah, say,
let's go.
All right, who's ready to scream? Just drunk as a dog.
The Hammer.
Wives really like that.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, boy.
When you reek of booze and try to mount them.
Mm-hmm. What would happen if you'd have tried to do that?
Yeah.
Not good things.
Kind of poking on them.
With what?
What? Like a stick?
Kind of. Come on, baby.
I love you so much.
You stink.
Smell like a brewery.
Yeah. Hide.
I thought wives had to do that. I thought that was part
Michael.
Of the vows.
Unfortunately,
can
no,
I just
Greg.
Put my hand on it?
Yeah.
I thought they had to. I thought they were bound by law that they had to.
You're so warm.
You know I love you so much, baby.
Gotta love you. Being in a foreign city right now. So romantic.
I know you've been asleep for 4 hours and I don't even know my first name, but you want to make out?
Pucker up and suck it.
Don't often. Used to slide through, but I guess.
At number two, that's the Hardlines producer Danny Bayless with Tales of the Town that the Boston Red Sox call home. You can